Hi, thanks for listening to another Marlins Rewind. Happy 4th of July. Today's Fish Family bonus code is the number 240, the birthday that the United States of America celebrates today on this Independence Day. Part of the celebration, as you know, was last night at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. And for the full recap on such a special day, here's Kyle Seeloff.
Marlins win 5-2 over the Atlanta Braves on what was just a magical night at Fort Bragg. Adam Conley was the winner, his fifth of the season, and several Marlins had terrific evenings offensively. Let's recap the ball game for you, and early, not much to recap at all. Both Adam Conley and Matt Whistler whistled right through three innings. The Marlins didn't put together their first serious threat until the fourth, but with runners on the corners and two outs, Chris Johnson bounced out to end the inning. Freddie Freeman doubled the lead off the fourth inning, putting things in motion for the Braves. He advanced to third on a comebacker to Conley hit by Nick Markakis, a play in which, by the way, Conley had Freeman hung up between second and third, but opted to go to first to get out of the inning. So with Freeman on third and just one away, the Marlins were in a bit of a bind, but Conley induced a pair of ground outs by Adonis Garcia and Jeff Francoeur to get out of the inning. By the way, that play in which Freeman went to third, that was the first out of the inning. It did not end the inning. A pair of groundouts did indeed. So on to the fifth we would go, and the Marlins got on the board after a leadoff triple by Adani Echevarria and a groundout to first by the pitcher Adam Conley. It was JT Realmuto who plated the first run at Fort Bragg.
Here's the pitch, and JT hits a bloop out toward right center, and that ball is going to get down and out of the reach of the right fielder, Markakis, who dove. Coming home is Echevarria, and a bloop single to right off the bat of JT Realmuto scores the first run of the game. The Marlins are up 1-0.
So the Marlins were in the run column, and they would keep it going. Martin Prado followed with a single, so with runners on first and second with just one out, Christian Yelich stepped into the box looking for his third hit of the night.
Here's the 0-2 pitch, and there's a ball bounced through the right side. Another hit for Yelich. He's got his third hit. Here comes JT, the throw. JT slides safely, and the Marlins have a 2-0 lead.
Two home for the Marlins and the fifth. That would be all, but the good news was that they had staked their starting pitcher in the left-hander, Adam Conley, to a 2-0 lead. However, back would come the Braves in the bottom half of the inning. Eric Ibar led off the inning with a single. He was followed by the starting pitcher, Matt Whistler, who dropped down a bunt right in front of home plate. JT Realmuto tried to get the force out at second, but threw the ball right out into dead central, putting two men on with nobody out. Adam Conley struck out Jace Peterson for out number one. Chase d'Arnaud hit a 330-foot fly ball to left field just in front of the wall for out number two. Freddie Freeman, the Braves' first baseman, then walked to load the bases, and Conley had nowhere to put Nick Markakis, but did he have an opportunity to still get out of the inning?
And delivers the 0-1. Markakis hits it hard on the ground. Prado has it. Throws to second for the force. Dietrich covers. And out at second base is Freeman, and Conley pitches out of a big-time jam, and the Braves lead 3.
Well, an escape job by Conley with a little help from Martin Prado, and on we would go to the sixth inning in a 2-0 ball game. It was all Marlins from there on out for the most part. They got one more in the seventh and another in the eighth inning. In the seventh, Martin Prado singled home JT Realmuto, and in the eighth inning, after a leadoff triple by Giancarlo Stanton, Derek Dietrich lifted a sacrifice fly to center, plating the fourth Marlins run of the evening. Fernando Rodney worked a scoreless eighth in his second appearance in a Marlins uniform, and in the ninth, JT Realmuto gave the Marlins an insurance run leading off the frame.
Here's a high fly ball. This is deep left center. It is up, up and away, and a home run for JT Realmuto, his third straight hit, and a 5-0 Marlins lead, and the first home run in this ballpark and in this game.
JT's fifth of the season. That would give the Marlins a 5-0 lead, and look to be plenty tonight. A.J. Ramos entered in the ninth for Miami, but it wasn't easy. Eric Ibar played to the run with two on with an RBI double to right field. The Braves got another courtesy of A.J. Pierzynski, who lifted a sacrifice fly to center. But A.J., as he always does, buckled right down to seal the deal.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3, and the ball game is over. And at Fort Bragg, the Marlins have beaten the Braves 5-2.
So So the Marlins win 5-2, split this four-game series against the Braves. 1, 2, and 3 in the Marlins' batting order tonight. That would be JT Realmuto, Martin Prado, and Christian Yelich combined to go 9-for-15 with 3 runs scored and 4 runs batted in. It was quite the night for the top third of Don Mattingly's batting order, and we have seen this season when given the opportunity to lead off, JT Realmuto has filled that role rather nicely. Now for tonight's player of the game, that's brought to you by Mika Suki, where winners play. Mika Suki congratulates left-hander starting pitcher Adam Conley for the Marlins tonight, who tossed 6 innings of shutout ball against the Braves. Conley worked 6 innings, allowed just 4 hits. He walked 1, struck out 2, and threw 91 pitches, 56 of them, 4 strikes. So in front of 12,582, a capacity crowd at Fort Bragg tonight, it's the Marlins who come out on top by a final of 5-2.
Today's an afternoon baseball game at New York. First pitch is 4:10 at Citi Field. The Marlins start a series against the Mets before they come back home this weekend. Join Kyle for Marlins on Deck at 3:40. Remember, afternoon baseball again today, so you can get out and watch the fireworks afterwards. Glenn Geffner and Dave Van Horn have the live play-by-play starting at 4:10 on the Marlins Radio Network.